Our time is a tool, not a crutch. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you the Absolute Philosopher. Our time is a tool, not a crutch. John F. Kennedy said, "We must use time as a tool and not as a crutch." And what he meant by saying that is that so often we use time as an excuse for not doing things. We use time as an excuse for not accomplishing all the things that we want to accomplish. I haven't the time, I haven't the ability, I haven't the experience. Oh my gosh, how am I ever going to do this, you know? And then we don't have the time. It sort of flies away on us and dwindles away on us, and we are without that time. But, c'est la vie. Now is the time to take the time and let it be our tool. We have moments that we're waiting in an office for an appointment. We have moments that we're at the doctor's office and we sit there waiting. And we read the 5-6-year-old magazines that are lying there and we think, isn't this charming? Whenever we go anyplace, we should plan ahead. If we're going to go to an appointment and we know that we might be delayed, or at least we have experienced delay, it's a silly thing to always know it, but we experience delay, so we go there and we don't take a fiction novel. We take something that has meaning and substance to it. We take that book of poetry that we have been wanting to read that lifts our heart and our minds, or we take our earphones along and we listen to classic music and fill our mind with all this magic that comes from this beautiful music. Or we begin to say, okay, here's my card. I have typed this out or written this out, and it's my affirmations. And I'm going to speak these affirmations, and I'm going to have them be my reality. So little by little, I make the affirmations mine. And little by little, they become something very important in my life. So I say these affirmations, and time is then a tool. It is a tool that I'm using to build my consciousness. Time is a tool that I'm using to build all of the thoughts that I want to think that are positive. Now, have you ever thought, you go to visit friends, and this is a terrible creation, but you go to visit friends and they turn on the television set, or they have it on, and you come in and they're watching this show and they don't want to be distracted by visiting with friends. So they just sit there and watch the show and say, come on, watch this, this is a good show. So you go in courtesy, and you pretend to watch the show. And as you sit there, you have this beautiful smile on your face, and what you do, you go into your consciousness, and you take that time, that hour or more, that it's watching that television show that was not one of your selections, if any are your selection, and as you sit there, you're saying to yourself, I am the creator of my world. I create all things beautiful and good. I create my friend being interested in talking with me about philosophy, talking with me about ideals, and talking with me about things that make life really important and wonderful. I create my world so joyous and so harmonious and so fantastic that everything I do is a joy. Everything I do is harmony. Everything I do brings peace and love and magnificence into my life. I am the master of myself. I'm the master of all that I am, and it is wonderful and it is good. You see, I take the time that I have, wherever I find it, and I use it as a tool to build my consciousness into that reality which I am. I build my consciousness into the condition that is important to me. So I'm over visiting friends, and they start gossiping, and I do not entertain gossip, and I do not allow gossip to be part of my life. I release it. And so as I release it, they go on talking if they wish, and I do not hear a thing. All I hear is my own words. All is in divine order. 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 I say it again and again and again, and as I say it, the conversation somehow switches, and as I tune in a few moments later, I find that They're no longer talking gossip. They're talking about something that is charming, how by putting positive thoughts in motion, they can have positive experiences in their life. They're talking about beautiful issues that make up the world. You know, I'm going to plant some trees here, and though in my lifetime the trees will never be fulfilled, but I will watch them grow, and I will bless them, and I will surround them with my love, and I will fertilize them, and I will put water on them regularly so that they grow abundantly and magnificently. Because it's not a matter that I will see the tree in its fruition, that I'll see the tree 200 or 300 years from now as a magnificent specimen. I see it right now as a magnificent specimen. I see it right now, vital, dynamic, just like I am. I see this tree as a glorious thing. I go out in the garden, and I've hedged the garden between the lawn and the garden so that they have the lawn is a lawn and the garden is a garden. And then as I walk along, I see little weeds sticking up there. And I don't think little weeds sticking up there. I think I'm going to take care of my garden. I choose to have in my garden flowers. And anything else that chooses to come up in my garden, it just is taken out. It's not bad. It's not good. It's just taken out because I choose to have roses in my garden. And anything else that comes up in the garden is a gift. But the thing is, it's not my choice. And I can have lots of gifts that are not my choice, and I just release them and send them away and only keep my choice. You see, time's a tool. And as we use this tool beneficially, wonderfully, joyously for ourselves, beautiful things happen. We can all be doing many things. We can be standing in the checkout line at the grocery counter. And we can stand there and we can read all of the scandalous journalism that is being published there about other people's lives, which are none of our business in the slightest. And we can take that time of blessing the store, saying, this is such a glorious store. This store is filled with beautiful things. This store doesn't have to sell those things that are contrary to the benefit of the public. But who am I to say what's contrary to the benefit of the public? I only see everything that is good and beautiful. So, I see all of the nice displays that they have there. I see all of the lovely last-minute things that they want to catch your eye with. And I do not look at the scandalous journalism because I do not empower it to exist in my experience. People say, hey, did you see that article? Did you see that on the cover of this magazine or that? Nope, because I didn't look. I choose what I am going to put into my consciousness. I choose my time as a tool, and my time is not going to be spent reading something that I do not approve of. I spend time reading only those things I approve of. And what I approve of is to look into the hearts of all the people standing around me and fill them with my love, fill them with my joy, fill them with my peace, fill them with everything that I think is good and beautiful. And I'm spending my time as a tool. It becomes the most glorious, beneficial tool that I could ever imagine for myself because I have put the cause in motion and I am having the result. So, where are you spending your time? Same place I do? In heaven? In joy? In peace? In harmony? In goodness? You bet. Where do you spend your moments when just a fleeting moment passes by? I spend it in thinking beautiful thoughts, in looking at beautiful people, in seeing beautiful circumstances, wherever I may be. And wow, it is good and very good. This is how I spend my time. My time is a tool. It's not a crutch that I use to get through life. It is a tool. It is like the flowing water that carries me along as I float down the river of life and share with all the beautiful things. I can take my canoe and I can flow down the river, or I can take my canoe and paddle against the river going upstream. Now, if you live upstream, that you have to do from time to time, and you have to learn how to do it. And you learn how to do it by letting the water be your gift, not something pushing you away. I sail boats. I enjoy that very much. And as I sail boats, I tack across the winds and so forth. And I use the wind that is going the wrong direction to push me the right direction. And I have to tack and flow with it, but I get there. And I am able to accomplish the most amazing things. And you too can accomplish the most amazing things when your time is your tool and you use it always as wisely as possible to accomplish that which is the main thing in your life, to be yourself and have fun. Have a lovely day and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.